Let's blame Mrs. Williams. If you're like most people in our culture, the only formal training you've ever had in planning and organizing proactively was in the fourth or fifth grade. And even if that wasn't the only education you've had in this area, it was probably the most emotionally intense, meaning it sank in the deepest. Mrs. Williams, my fourth grade teacher, had to teach us about organizing our thinking. It was in her lesson plans. We were going to learn to write reports. But in order to write a well-organized, successful report, what did we have to write first? That's right, an outline. Did you ever have to do that? Create an outline to begin with? Did you ever stare at a Roman numeral 1 at the top of your page for a torturous period of time and decide that planning and organizing ahead of time were for people very different from you? Probably. In the end, I did learn to write outlines. I just wrote the report first, then made up an outline from the report after the fact. That's what most people learned about planning from our educational system. And I still see outlines done after the fact just to please the authorities. In the business world, they're often headed goals and objectives, but they still have very little to do with what people are doing or what they're inspired about. These documents are sitting in drawers and in emails somewhere, bearing little relationship to operational reality.